Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, that just sounds like summer, doesn't it? Even though it is drawing to a close, seaside towns right across the country have been busy with visitors, and so have the seagulls. In Howth in North Dublin, they've been a familiar sight for tourists all season long, swooping down on unsuspecting people who are eating outdoors. But with the nesting season for herring gulls now winding down, how have relations been between the birds and the people this summer? Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been to Howth to find out. Maura, what did you hear?
So I went out last week to Howth, and the people I met with there, they were divided about the issue. Some say the gulls are just a part of seaside life, while others feel that they've become a real nuisance. Here's a flavour of what locals and visitors told me when I asked them if they thought there was a problem with seagulls.
Huge problem in Howth, yeah. So they nest on the roof, and then because they've nested there, they come back year after year after year and have the babies, and then the babies come back and they're banging on the, you know, your Velux windows or whatever, and they swooping down in the garden, you know. Too many of them.
Look at them, they're swooping down, taking people's chips, but there's a rubbish problem as well. If there's ever any bins or a bag left out, they'll peck it away, they'll pull it apart and destroy the place.
Well, I guess with nature you have to learn to kind of coexist together, but they are getting a bit more aggressive every year. So we've had occasions where our kids have had, you know, things like ice creams and crepes, etc., taken out of their hands, and the seagull has flown away with them, etc. So they definitely do interfere. You have to be very conscious of them if you're eating outside here near the pier, because they will definitely come and try and take your food.
No, I haven't. Any time I come out, it's been okay. Like, I can see people with fish and chips and stuff, and sometimes I see them going over, but we've never had any problems with them.
Not so much. I was attacked by them last year when I came here with food. But
yeah, no. I'd cover my food whenever I saw them, because I know they'd try and snatch your food.
I don't think they're pests, but maybe if you're put off from feeding them.
You're not nervous sitting here today?
No. They took food out of my hand twice last year, but it wouldn't bother me.
We haven't had too many dealings with them. At one stage, my husband did actually get an ice cream here, and a seagull landed on his shoulder and took a bit. So I suppose they can be a bit of a nuisance, but we haven't had too much issue with them.
Yeah, they're just so big, more, aren't they? Like the size of a small dog, some of them.
They are, yes. Yeah, they're quite big. I think we're talking about herring gulls here. So they're about 800 grams in weight on average, and then a wingspan of 1.4 metres.
There you go. And cheeky as well. Now, the chip shop owners, they'll have a lot to say, I'm sure, about this.
Yes, yeah, Salvatore Donzi, he's the manager of the Beshoff's chip shop in Howth. He told me that the issue began gaining a lot of traction on social media when people were posting about the matter. He told me that then measures were taken, such as putting up signs warning people not to feed the seagulls.
We do in the shop as well. We try to warn people not to feed the seagulls. But because Howth is the place where a lot of tourists, they come over, so some of them, they don't know what, so, and they feed the seagulls, and it's again the same story every single day. I have it's plenty of people coming up with a sad face, saying that the seagulls, they steal their food, and so a solution might be found before or later, because it doesn't look like, but it's an issue.
Do you think there's enough signage in Howth warning people not to feed the seagulls?
Not at all. The idea, it's like every, let's say, every 50 meters, every 100 meters, put a sign on both sides warning, like with a seagull sign, with a saying, please don't feed the seagulls. It can be dangerous for the seagulls themselves, and for kids as well, because they are so dangerous. They are so wild. When they steal their food, they just grab the food, and it can be really dangerous. So it's the good idea, the first step is to warn people, please don't feed the seagulls. If we start with this, probably it's going to be half of the issue sorted.
Wild and dangerous, he says they are. Is it a political issue? What are the politicians saying?
I spoke to a Fianna Fáil councillor for Howth and Malahide, Cathal Haughey. He said that this problem arises every summer and that there's a perception it's gotten slightly worse over the years. He's not sure whether that's due to COVID or more people feeding the seagulls. He said there have been a number of measures taken, such as installing a lot more secure bins, which are regularly emptied. But he thinks there could be more to be done.
At the end of the day, seagulls are animals. They are trying to feed. They are trying to protect their young. So they can become quite aggressive. But at the end of the day, it's human behaviour which is encouraging them to come to these areas. So I think the first thing is humans should try to clean up their act. But what I will say is they do cause quite a nuisance, seagulls. If they nest on your roof, you will know all about it. They are very loud, very early in the morning. As I said, they can become quite aggressive. They can leave their feces all over your house and your car and your property, which does contain bacteria. So there is a balance to strike. I'm not advocating for a cull, but I think a derogation, which was done in Balbriggan, could be looked at. But I think first and foremost, we need a bit of personal responsibility and a public awareness campaign for people to clean up after themselves. Don't leave their bins half open. If a bin is full, bring your rubbish with you. Don't leave your chips there for the seagulls, because it's not the food that they should be eating, and it's encouraging them to be attacking people and diving down.
Cathal of the Haughey's there, Fianna Fáil councillor. He was saying there that Balbriggan has a derogation in relation to the seagulls, Maura. What's that?
So in May 2017, a special derogation allowing the removal of seagull eggs and nests in Balbriggan was introduced in response to escalating problems caused by the nesting gulls. Because seagulls are a protected species under EU law, such interventions could only be permitted with a formal derogation. And this derogation ran until 2023. Birdwatch Ireland was very much against it at the time, and say that any derogation should be a last resort. I spoke to Senior Seabird Conservation Officer with Birdwatch Ireland, Brian Burke, about the issue. He told me where the population of the herring gull is currently at.
So they're amber listed, which is, we use a traffic light system for birds of conservation concern. They're amber listed, so they're in the middle. They're a species that we are concerned about. But over the last few decades, their breeding numbers in natural nesting areas, so coastal cliffs, offshore islands and stuff like that, they have gone down. But there has been a huge increase in the number of urban gulls. And we're speaking about herring gulls the whole time here. There's been a huge increase. So their numbers overall, I'd say over the last 20 years, are doing quite well. They're not doing that well in those natural nesting areas, but that's been balanced out by an increase in the urban areas.
Well, they're coming in where the food is, clearly where it's easy for them to get. So what's the advice then for anyone who has problems with those types of birds in their area, Maura?
So Brian says that he understands why people can get upset by gull activity. He says that we really need to look at our waste management and learn to live alongside the herring gull.
It's the kind of thing that we should look at all available options. I think if you were to knuckle down into the practicalities of a cull, I don't know how that would be possible. And even if it was, I don't know if it would have the desired effect. So you can't have people going around shooting gulls in urban areas. There's a huge health and safety problem there. You can't go around laying poison in urban areas. There's a huge health and safety problem there. Sometimes when it comes to the food stealing in particular, that really rubs people up the wrong way. It could be just one individual or two individuals that are doing that. So you could go to Stephen's Green and shoot 100 gulls or cull 100 gulls or whatever way you want to do it. If you don't get the right gull or two, you're still going to have that gull that's, you know, sitting on top of McDonald's on Grafton Street, you know, taking people's chips and burgers. So, you know, we can't, you know, don't blame all the gulls. I just don't think a cull is practical, really, is kind of the end of it. You know, I think we need to manage our waste better. We need to increase public awareness more. But then when people have them nesting on top of the roofs and we hear people getting in touch and they might have young kids and they might have elderly relatives and stuff like that, and you can completely understand that, you know, it's very tough to be living with a very aggressive herring gull for a month sitting on your roof. But you know, we're talking now in August. This is the time to do something about it when the breeding season has finished. There are professional people who will come in, who will put stuff in place on your roof to make sure that the gulls that nested there this year can't nest there next year. So now is the time to do something about it.
Now is the time to act, says Brian Burke of Birdwatch Ireland. And what have the relevant authorities said about it all?
So a spokesperson for Fingal County Council told me that it's actually the Department of the Marine that has responsibility in this area. And a spokesperson for the department told me that they have a number of signs installed in the harbour and Howth advising visitors not to feed seabirds. The spokesperson added that the department has regular stakeholder meetings with all businesses based in the harbour, with the most recent meeting held earlier in the summer, and they will keep the matter under constant review.
Maura, thank you very much for bringing us all of that. That's Maura Fay reporting.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.